Okay, we'll start the daf daf lamed. Today is the new perek, Shuas Ha'edus. Okay, so the Torah says in Vayikra, perek Ei Pasuk Aleph, it's been nefesh ki sechata b'shama kol Allah, right? B'hu eid o ra'a o yada im lo yagib et asa avano. Meaning, the person who knows, we'll see in the Gemara, a person knows Eidus Mamon for his friend, for somebody, and his friend then asks him to come to court and testify, about this monetary case, and he falsely swears that he does not know any of this testimony, or he just says that he doesn't know the testimony, and his friend is mashbi him, because you swear, and he says amen, right? That's considered shuas eidus, and yichayev, you see, doesn't say it. Well, you see here, yichayev baby meiz baby shogeg, yichayev a korban ol reyored. So now our Mishnah comes and explains who is in the parasha of the korban of the shuas eidus, and where does the shuas take place? Whoever is the aid is in the parasha of shuas eidus. Okay, so the Mishnah says shuas eidus no hegis ba anashim below banashim. We basically saw this right so yesterday. Shuas eidus applies to men, but not to women. Meaning, if a woman swore that she didn't know testimony when she really did, it doesn't make a difference, because it's only if you saw testimony. If your testimony can have an impact on the case, then if you swear falsely about it, then you're liable. But if your testimony would have no impact on the case, then it doesn't make a difference for anything. Right? The pasuk says, "Who ate?" Right? Rashi says, "Dixiv who ate the roy lahayid di berakasa the isha psul edus ki the alpinu bepirkim be amdushnei anashim." We'll just see today that women are pasul. Maidus. It's almost locus whether women are puzzled for Maidus or women are mufka for Maidus. And Naftamina would be like a concept of Aidish or Butla Mitzvah or Butla Kula. Let's say there's a woman in the midst of that Aidus. If she's just puzzled, like a Karov or like a Gazlan, then maybe the whole Aidus is Butla also. But if she's mufka, she's mufka for Maidus, she's a non-aid. Not that she's a puzzled aid, she's a non-aid. And that, so I think it's more along the lines of she's a nani. So it applies to men and not to women. Birechokim alo bekrovim. If you're karov to either the litigant or each aid is karov to each other, they're also not. There's no aidus over there. So therefore, then there would be a psul. Sorry, not a psul. There would be no chiyuv karvan. Bikshayim alo psulim. There's only no people who are kasher the aid and not those who are pasul, like a gazlan who's pasul in the Torah. And the Mishnah sums it up. It only applies to those who are roy lehayid. And the Gemara will talk tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll talk about who they come to be mayid over here. I think at the end it says like people who are pasul midrabanan. Anyone who is pasul is not roy to give testimony. Then the concept of shuas eidus does not apply to them. So now the Mishnah will explain what instance you chayav a korban by shuas eidus. So bifnei beis din ushalo bifnei beis din. If you swear, I mean, without being, you know, not someone forcing you to swear, someone giving you the initiative from piatzmo. I take the initiative and swear myself, as opposed to someone telling you swear to it, and then you say yes, then the shua would apply whether you're in Beis Din or not in Beis Din. But if the Baal Din says to the Edim, swear to me that you don't, that you know that you're going to come to give testimony, and they said we don't know testimony. It's not amen. When they say amen, it's if you're motzi shul mipiv. They just say we don't know. Then ein chayavim ad sheyichbru behem beis din divrei meir. Meir says, and in that case, we'll only be chayav a karbon if they did this in beis din. That b'chachamim omrim beimi pi atzmo beimi pi achayrim ein chayavim ad sheyichbru behem beis din. It only applies in beis din. If you swear falsely about about whether you know testimony outside the basin, then you would not be chayiv a shvuas eidus. Because look at Rashi says, mipi achirim, it says, kegon rashbi ani aleichem shetavo betoduni ve'amrlo ein anu yodin lecha eidus, ve'lo hotzir shvu mipiem. That's not a case of amen, it's mipi achirim, right? Amen, I think, would be in Piyatzmo, because we say, Kol Amen, Amen, Ke'ilah Hotzi Shul Mipiv. So that's why I think that does apply to Amen. I'm not sure. V'chayavim al Zidon HaShvua,
if you fire the carbon, if when they purposely lied about the about what the New Testimony, right? Because the pasuk doesn't say benelam. It comes from Shmuel Sages. Then by Shmuel's recently it said benelam, so you had to find these cases of only by shogin you fire the carbon all over your age. But it doesn't say benelam by Shmuel Sages. Therefore, you chayev if you purposely swore falsely about the Shmuel, about knowing Avis. If you were shogig about the shvua, when even though you knew the edus, meaning they knew that they were lying by saying that they don't know the edus, but they were shogig, they didn't know you were chayav a carbon on the shvua, so therefore they you be chayav a carbon as well. The ain chayavim al shigigasa, but they're not chayav a carbon if they were shogig. Meaning Rashi says that they were shogig. If shogim him legamrei, kisgurim she'ein yodim lo edus. They thought they didn't know edus. V'akar kach niskeru, and then they remembered. What do you mean? That means they were honest. They really did it. They didn't swear falsely. They didn't know. Rashi says sharei anusin him lo karina b'hu nishvayim l'sheker. They're considered honest. They're not considered honest. They're considered shogim. So the Ron asks, what do you mean? If they forgot that they knew, they really forgot that they knew testimony. They swore to it. Then they didn't violate anything. They swore truthfully. If you forgot the ages, you didn't know the ages. So the Ron says, and really, these guys jumped the gun. If they would have sat down and thought about it a little bit, you have to take time and think about it, then they would have remembered. If they really put the effort into it, they would have remembered it. So for them swear, that's not considered shogig. That's considered, not considered onus. That's considered shogig. Tosos on Lamed Aleph on the base basically says, that he says that the case would be where they say we don't know or we didn't see the edus, right? They add lo yodanu or lo ra'inu l'cha edus. Because had they just said that if they say lo yodanu, we never knew. Or with lo ra'inu, we never saw. As opposed to saying lo yodim, we don't know. So if we never knew, the Tosafot makes this, I think it's hair split, and the Tosafot splits between whether they make it, I think the Slamet Aleph of the Beis, Tosafot's deeper mask of the Ein. Right, B'yei Shalom, we're going to Amri Shavu Shalom Yadano O Lo Re'in L'chav Shum Eidus. That's a good question, and the question is wrong. What type of, if they didn't remember the new Eidus, then what type of show it is? It's truth. They didn't remember. Yeah, it's Slamet Aleph of the Beis, don't say. Okay. And what are you chayiv? And the Rod takes out the word zidon, because we know it applies to shogeg. Also, what are they chayiv? When you're chayiv, what are you chayiv with the shvuah? Carbon all over your reed. Right? You chayiv the carbon all over your reed. That's the carbon you have to bring for violating shvuah se'edus. The commissioner had said that shvuah se'edus is not no heges benoshim, because they're psulim edus. Or as we say, they're mufkuk edus. They're not in the parashat edus. So, minahan emili, where do we learn this? The noshim are psulim edus. The Gemara says, the Tanur Rabbanan, we're in a Brisa, the Brisa says by the Parsha of the Eidus Sheker, right? This is in Devarim Yotes. It says, Ki Yokum Eid Chamas B'ish Lanos B'Ksara, V'amdu Shnei Ha'anashim Asher Lehem Arid L'Fnei Hashem L'Fnei Kohanim V'ashotim Asher Yuv Mimahem. So what's the Amdu Shnei Ha'anashim? The two people. So we're going to take literally the two men. V'amdu Shnei Ha'anashim V'Eidim Akasim Medaber. The Pasuk is talking about two men, right? The Kavanah of the Pasuk is on the Eidim, because it's the before that, it says ki yakum eid chamas, but amdu shnei hanashim, a lying witness, and these two witnesses get up and testify. So, because the pasuk calls the edim anashim, so you see that nashim are psulim, psulos from edus. I mean, it's oftentimes the Torah uses the word anashim, and it includes women as well. I mean, it says ki yiribun anashim. All these cases, there are a lot of cases ki yinisu anashim. So, you know, there's a lot of places, maybe there's a hekesh over there. Maybe it's the same thing. I don't know why here, Bedafka, the Torah says, Anashim means men. So the Gemara says, Ata Omer B'Eden. You're telling me that this is talking about Eden, about the witnesses? Oh, Eno Elba Validinen. Maybe the Shnei Anashim here are talking to litigants. And women can be litigants. Like, well, we'll see later in the Gemara whether they're supposed to come to court or not, but they can be litigants, right? Oh, Eno Elba Validinen. So the Gemara says, Kishu Omer, Asher lehem riv. The pasuk says Asher lehem riv. It says Shnei hanashim Asher lehem riv. Those are the litigants, the ones who have the quarrel. Hare baladinim amor. Hamani mekayim ve'amdu shnei ha'nashim. So what is the shnei ha'nashim? That's the edim akasim adam. Basically, put a split. Amdu shnei ha'nashim peri is kama, and asher lahim riv is the litigants. So the nashim, men are only, witnesses are only men, and asher lahim riv can be anybody. Ve'im nashu kalomar, but if you would have, if you would wanted to refute that proof, Nemar Khan Shnei says in our pasuk Amdu Shnei Anashim, the word Shnei, the Nemar Lahalan by the Edim, it says Afi Shnei Edim, right? Ma Lahalan, that pasuk is talking about Edim, Afkan the Edim. So to their song, the word Shnei means that we're talking about Edim in both instance cases. Shnei Shnei is Edim, and you see here Edim are Anashim. So you see clear that we're talking about the Edim in this pasuk, not the litigants. So the Gemara asks, Ma Im Nashach Lomer? Well, what would have been the Kasha that you had to bring this down? Because Vichi Tamar means the low cost of Va'asher Lehem Hariv. Right, the pasuk says, "Va'amdu shnei hanashim asher lehem riv." It's just continuation. So it's the two people who have the fight; those are the litigants, right? So v'chi teimam b'dlo kasa pasuk va'asher lehem hariv. It doesn't have the vav. It doesn't have a vav, right? It just says asher. So it's mashma, just a continuation of the shnei hanashim. So kulei krabba baldina mishtayis. Maybe say the whole pasuk is talking about the litigants. So then I'll have the gzeir shava. Nemar kam shnei, but nemar halon shnei, mal halon ve'edim akam ve'edim. So you see that there is a. It's Xer Shavas. Our question is, so if the ikur of the limud is Xer Shavas, what do you need the other part for? To say it's Xer Shavas, Shnei Shnei. In the Shachlomar, you say Shnei. Xer Shavas, you only learn if you have the Masora. So we have the Masora with Xer Shavas. So let's learn it. What's going on with No, Xer Shavas, just learn Xer Shavas straight. Okay. Anyway, next part six. Now we're going to bring a couple more brisos that are similar to the one that we just learned. Tana Idach, the pasuk says, "Understand Anashim." The Edim are customary to daber. It says, "Understand Anashim." That talks about the witnesses. Ata Omer be Edim, Oeinu Ela Bedal Baladinim. Maybe it's talking about the litigants. Amartos, the Bichi Shnayim Barim Ladin, Shlosh Ein Barim Ladin. The only possibility exists that there are two litigants. Shnei Anashim. Maybe there's more than two litigants. Maybe there's 3, 4, 5, 20 people involved in the. You see the caption, Menachem. Sometimes you have a lot of people who are involved. Right, well, class action is one person on behalf of everybody, but still, this is you can have more than one person. You know, five people got hit by the car, and they're all suing. So Tosaf says, well, what about witnesses? You can have more than two witnesses coming. He says, "Amarta b'chishnayim ba'adim shloshim ba'adim." So Tosaf says, "About ibe edim ayri asi shapet the orcha the milza." Most of the time, it's going to be two. They came with the psyche betray. The law also tvei. Since two is enough, you're not going to oftentimes have more. In the regular standard case, you're going to have two witnesses. Right, so it doesn't make a difference between the two or 100, right? Fake the mayor. So two are always going to come. But by litigants, there's always whoever's involved is going to come. And you interplead this guy, and you pull this guy, they're all going to come. So he says, so that's why Moshe Shnei Anashim, it must be talking about the witnesses. Vim Nashach Lomar, but if you're going to want to be Docha that Raya, then I'll have Nemar Khan Shnei, Nemar Lahalan Shnei, Malahalan Eidim Akam Eidim. Well, because they were Shavu Shnei Shnei, the time it's talking about Eidim, and once it's talking about Eidim, we see Anashim, so it's only by men. So my Im Nashach Lomar, so what would have been the reputation of our proof? Vichitema Vitoveo Vinitbo Kamishtai Kra. Maybe the Pasuk is talking not about the litigants themselves, but about the parties, meaning the defendant and the appellant and the appellant, just the parties. Not necessarily how many is in the parties, just the tzadim. So it's only two tzadim in the law case, in the court case. V'tovei v'nit v'kam v'shtai cross. Therefore, never kach shnei, never halon shnei, mal halon v'edim, af kan v'edim. Okay? Next, Brysa. Tana Idach. One second. Tana Idach, but Amdu Shnei Anashim. Again, the Edom Akasim Adaver. At the Omer, the Edom way well bit Baal Dinim. Maybe it applies to the Giddens. Amarta Bechia Anashim Baal Adin. Anashim Ein Baal Sladin. It's Shnei Anashim. So women don't come to court. Women come to court. So Shnei Anashim can't be talking about the litigants because then you'd be excluding women from being litigants. So the Ibn of Shach Lomar. But if you want to be dope for this, Nemar Kan Shnei Anashim, Nemar Halon Shnei Shnei Malo. Right, Nemar Kan Shnei Anashim, but Nemar Halon Shnei Edom. So what would be your reputation? Maybe it's not the derech of a woman to come to court. Why? She's supposed to be tzanua and stay, I guess, inside and not come to court. It's
I guess it was maybe a nice little moment. Yesterday, a firm woman in Baltimore was appointed to an appellate court. A woman, she was a district, court judge recently. Maybe. Yeah, she was. I don't know the name. They have it. So here you say there she was appointed in Baltimore. She was appointed to. It's a state court. You know her? She was a state court judge, and then she was appointed to the next level. Okay. So mishum v'kol kvod basmalach pima. So therefore, nemar kan shnei v'nemar lahalach shnei. Malahalam beidim akambeim. She had the zera shava. So what comes out from here? So the Rimi Gash says from here that kol kvod basmalach pima, and therefore we're not toreach the women to come to Beis Din. They don't have to come if they're party to the case. Rather, Beis Din sends a shliach to them to hear their case. So maybe they send an atler. They send someone to testify on their behalf, to go on their behalf. So. But to me, an issue though, because the Gemara on Amud Beis is talking about the wife of Rav Huna who came to Beis Din. So Ramban says that's what she wanted to. Didn't have to, but she wanted to. Fine. But the question then is, if you learn out that women are puzzled, right? It says that the women. It's not their derech to come to Din, and that's why the puzzle talked for Lashon Zachar. So, where do you know that women are psulos to give testimony? Maybe the whole thing is just that women can give testimony. It's just that it's not their derech to come. It doesn't say that they're psul, they're psulos, right? That's, Sukash, I guess it's Tosos says. So Tosos says, where's the Tosos? Tosos says in. Where's this Tosos? Tosos, do you want to ask Kol? Right, Kol called the Basmalach Prima. In Toma, Hashda Nami, the Iri Be'edim, right, now we're talking about Edim, Minole Nute Noshim, Dilma Hadunaka Kro Anoshim, Mishun, the Kol called the Basmalach. So therefore, it's not that they're excluded. They can come. The Yesh Loma, the Gabe Edim, a Korfet Srikhan Lavo, the Ain Aid Mipi Aid Kosher, Avaladin, Yechol Lubsor Tono Sebi Arachem. Shnei Anoshim is talking about the litigants. So we send the shlichim to go there because they can take her testimony. But you can't send the shliach. You send the litigants to go there to take her complaint. But you can't send the shliach to take her testimony because then you have a problem with ADPA that would not be good. So we don't send the shliach. She doesn't come. She's puzzled. She's still puzzled to Edus. Okay, still psul Edus. Sorry. Okay. The Gemara brings another limud from the word from the umdu. It says ba'umdu shnei anoshim. Atana rabbanon. Pasuk says, "I'm just saying, Hashem, right? I show you them riv." So we say, "Mitzvah lebali dinim shiyamdu." It's a mitzvah that when the bali dinim come, they should be standing. I'm a Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Shemati, I heard, right? Where is Shemati? Okay, Shemati she'im ratzu lahoshit et shneihem. That if the bezer wants the litigants to sit, Moshivin, they can have them. They can have them sit." So Ezehu Aser, but what's Aser? Shlo ye echad omiv echad yoshim. You can't have one sitting and one standing, because then the guy who stands is like, oh man, they're giving this guy so much cover. He's sitting and I'm standing, he's not gonna have Yeshiva Das, and he's gonna think that he's done. He's not gonna be able to present his case properly. I said, the broken leg is a different story, but they both sit down. You can't have the equal in physicality, one sitting and one standing. If there's a reason, the guy has no legs. What do you mean? So yes, of course he has to sit. I guess so. She'im rachel oshiv v'shneihem oshivim. Ezu asur shlo ye'echad omer v'echad yoshiv. And echad medaber kel sofar v'echad omer lo k'sar d'berecha. You can't say to one guy, you tell me the whole story, and then you get the other. Oh, we got the facts from this guy. You just tell me your side. No, let me hear your side of the case as well. Has to be done equally. Gemara then says, Tanur Bon, right? The pasuk says in Vayikra, Mosasu abo v'mishnat. Right, with tzedek you have to judge your friend. So from here we learn shlo ye echad yoshev echad omer. One shouldn't be sitting and the other one standing. Echad medaber kol tzarkol be echad omer lo tzed harecha. Davarache. Another thing is with tzedek tishpor amitecha. Was that come teach us? Habedanus kaverach lekatzkos. Give your friend the benefit of the doubt. Don't be choshed him for an aveira if there's a way. I guess if there's a way without like totally stretching it out. To impossibility, if there's a way to a guy walks into McDonald's, this thing is going to the bathroom.
guy walks out of McDonald's with a wrapper of a Big Mac, and you see him eating into it. I don't know how you found him without supposed to eat a Big Mac. So I guess it's up to the level of absurdity. I guess you have to, you cannot be closer to him to doing an Aveira. Or maybe not. Maybe he's supposed to. Right here, the Mishnah says, Danis Chaverch LeKavzpos. I think the Mishnah Avos says a difference, right? The Mishnah Avos says, Danis Kol Adam LeKavzpos. Here it's Chavercha. The Mishnah is Kol Adam. It's a little different. Right? Points that out here on the bottom. Yeah, he says, because he quotes a Rambam and Avos, but Adam Shum with force of Kitzadik, even to the absurdity, then you have to judge him LeKavzpos. Okay. Next, of course, again, we're learning from the pasuk of Tzedek Tishpot Amisecha. Tani Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, the pasuk says, Tzedek Tishpot Amisecha. Im she'atcha b'toru mitzos, hishtad l'dunu b'yofe. If he's a Talmud Chacham, then you should judge him beneficially. What does that mean? You can't judge him beneficially. But Tosos points out that if two dinim come before a dayan, then you should adjudicate the Talmud Chacham's case first before the other case. Not that you get favor to the Talmud Chacham in the case, but give favor to his case. Let it go first. Rav Ula b'reid Rav Ilah, Rav Ula the son of Rav Ilah, habile dina kamed Rav Nachman. He had a din in front of Rav Nachman. Okay, he was Rav Ula and Ploni had a case in front of Rav Nachman. Shalach le Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef sent to Rav Nachman the following message: Ula chaverenu, Ula our friend, who's coming to you for judgment. I miss b'tovri mitzvah. He's a Talmud Chacham. He knows Torah. He does mitzvahs. So Amar, so Rav Nachman said, "Lemai shalachli lechanofile." Why did Rav Yosef send this to me? Does he want me to give extra kabo to Rav Ula? So Hadar Amar. Then he comes back and says, "No, Mishnah Besigra." What he's saying to me is that I should judge his case first. Tosfos says, "This Mishnah Kedigra." Because Rav Shnei Dinim Bevas Achas, but Din Echad. If they both, if two cases are on the calendar at the same time, take the Talmud Chacham's case first. But if the calendar, if one case is before the other case, then scheduled first, you take the one that you don't bump it. You just, if they're at the same time, Tosfos says you take the Talmud Chacham's case first. Maybe just cover. Maybe it's the Talmud Chacham for it to go first. Maybe it's to go back. Could be. What? Right. So the Gemara then says, Inami or the Shudu the Daini. Maybe he's telling me this, that he's a Talmud Chacham in case I have to do Shudu the Daini. So what's Shudu the Daini? Rashi says, Shudu the Daini. Yish din she'enu tolu b'riyas edin v'lo b'shvua el l'mash liv hadayonim noti l'shvus l'chai. Some cases, I guess the evidence is equal. And the judge has to make his own determination. So you should know that this guy's a Talmud Chacham. Have that play in your mind when you're making a determination of who's wrong or who's right. Tosos brings that Shudu Daini is different. They didn't have the same machlokas in Bava Basra and Tzubas. They had the same machlokas. Tosos says, the payments remain in time. The refers to Shudu Lemisha Yirtza Daini Yitin Yitin Yitin. Shudu Daini just means that Daini can do whatever he wants. Not think about who's right. Just do whatever he wants. But then Tzarech Lomer Hoffa Hayabal Din connect with Talmud Chacham. It must be that the other litigant was also Talmud Chacham. Right, but Hayayir is Shema Yitain Lo, and he was afraid that he would give to the other Talmud Chacham. His Amar Talmud Chacham called them Gabe Nifsei Letuviyei. L'kaf Shalach Leit Shegam Zet Talmud Chacham Yasa Shudu Lemi Sheyirtze. You should know that don't just give it to him because he's Talmud Chacham. Ula is a Talmud Chacham as well. Okay, so previously we brought to Machlokus and Rabbi Yehuda the Chachamim that the Chachamim said that the mitzvah for the Bali Dinim to stand, and Rabbi Yehuda says that if the Dayanim want to, they can have the Bali Dinim litigants sit. So long as you don't have one standing and one sitting. So Amar Ula, Machlokas, the Machlokas of Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim is the Bala Dinim. That's why the Bala Dinim. Rabbi Yehuda allows them to sit if Dayanim want them to sit. Abal be'edim, but when the Edim are giving their testimony, Dibre Kol Ba'amida, they have to stand. Except the Pasuk says, V'amdu Shnei Ha'Nashim. Sometimes you say Shnei Ha'Nashim is the litigant, sometimes Amdu Shnei Ha'Nashim is the witnesses, but they have to stand. And we saw the Gemara has basically said the Shnei Anashim is the witnesses. That's what we proved eventually from the Zayin Shavu of Shnei. So what do we learn from? All right, that's by that and the I don't know. And the first Brisa also said the Amdu Shnei Anashim is that the Bali Dinim should stand. Right, Rashi Mitzvah points that out. Rashi's mitzvah baladim she'amdu the hakra nami baladim ayri. He says it also means the Rashi points it out. He says understand Rashi means witnesses, like we said, but it also means litigants.
No, so to understand Nashim means that the Eidim must stand, so why is it a choice by the litigants?
Amar Rav Huna says, Machlokes b'shas masa umatan. The Machlokes dream of Yehuda Chachamim by the litigants, and whether they can stand or sit, it's only talking about when they're actually, you know, speaking to the judges. Amar b'shas gemar din, when they come into the verdict, Divrei Kol Dayanim Yishivu Bal Dinu B'Amida. In that case, everyone agrees that the Dayanim have to sit, and the Bal, you know, may the defendant please rise, but here in this case, everyone has to rise. Yiksiv, because the Pasuk says, when Yisro came to Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar, he said, Vayhim Macharaz, Vayeshed Moshe, Mishpot Esa'am. Moshe is sitting to judge the nation. Vayamon Ha'am, Al Moshe in the book of Erev. So you see that Moshe is sitting, and everybody else is standing. To teach you that when you actually do the judgment, when you get the verdict, the judge sits and the litigants stand. Okay. Lishnachrina, another way of learning what Rav Huna said. Lishnachrina, Machlokas b'shas masa umatan, during the actual case. Aval b'shas gemar din, when it comes to the gemar din, divrei kol dayanim yeshiva baladina ba'amida, da eidim gemar din domo. The reason limud is that Edim is like gemar din, and just like the Edim have to stand, so too at the gemar din you have to stand, because you're basically passing off of the Edim. So ksiv b'hu v'amdu shnei anashim. So since the Edim have to stand, so anytime you have a gemar din, that's considered the act of stand. So he doesn't learn it out from by Yeshua and Moshe. He learns it out from also v'amdu shnei anashim. Edim have to stand when you Edim are like gemar din, so therefore the gemar din you have to stand. Okay, case. The Gemara brings a case about sitting in front of the Yadim. The Bisayu, the wife of Rav Huna. Havelei Dina, she had a din, kamei de Rav Nachman, in front of Rav Nachman. And I think Rav Huna had already passed away. So Amar, so Rav Nachman says, Hechi Navi, what am I supposed to do when she comes in front of me? I akom mikama, I should stand before her, because she is an Eishes Chaver, and I have a chiyuv to stand. Make it clear, what's the chiyuv to stand before an Eishes Chaver? Is that off her kavod, or off the kavod of him? So, then I'm going to close up the tainos of the baldin because he's going to of the baldin because he's going to see that I'm being mechadeh her. Lo akum ikama, but if I don't stand up before her, eishes chaver, she's an eishes chaver. Harehi kechaver, she's like a chaver, and I have to stand. Same for talmud chacham. So amalei v'shamayeh. So he says to his shanish, I think it's the case. Save the afrach alay bar avza. I guess shoot some birds. Let some birds fly away, and I'll get startled. Is that the case? Right? Vishidi albay the akum. And then when they fly for me, I'm gonna stand up. And they won't realize that I'm standing up for what? I don't know. Why are you standing for him? He's this guy's a boor. He's saying I'm not judging that way. I have a mitzvah, a chiyuv to stand for her. How do I accomplish both chiyuv? So he has to stand. What? He says, Eishes Chaver Kechaver. The Eishes Chaver is like a Chaver. And therefore, the Ramban says that the entire Suffolk of Nachman is only by the Isha Rav Huna. But by a Talmud Chacham himself who comes in, then he has no Suffolk and he would definitely stand up. Because then you're not going to have a Foshes for Yistimu Tainoso because everyone knows you have to stand. Right? If they say Batakam, you have to stand up. So everyone knows you just be Mekayim that Mitzvah. But the Eishes Chaver, but the woman, maybe people think that he's just given her cover. Yes. Yeah. 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 It does. So the Amar Mar, so the Gemara says by the case of the wife of Rav Huna, right, that how can he stand up? Amar Mar, I'm focused on Shas Gwardin, Dibre Hakol, the Yonah Vishiva Baldin Bamida. So how could he stand up for her if he has to be sitting? I'll say the question. Maybe it was just by the Masa Umatan, and not by the. What? Yeah, I don't understand the question. So he says, the Yasuf commander Shari Masne. He was sitting like somebody who's tying his shoes. Like he's sort of, you know, half sitting, half standing. I don't understand the question. What do you mean? Okay, so when she walked in to start, so he stood up. And then when he gave the verdict, he was sitting. What's the how can he stand? It's the verdict. He didn't, I don't know. So Gemara says, but Amar Ish Plonia, he says, the Yasuf commander Shari Masane, the Amar, and then he would say, Ish Plonia Tazaka, Ish Plonia Tazaya. And that's why he'll be Yotzi both of them. He's sort of semi-standing. I guess that's, you know, enough for the people, you know, when the Rav walks in, they give a little quick jump out of the seat without really getting up. So that's right, what he did. Okay? Now, what about a case of a Talmud Chacham and an Am Aretz who come to din? So, Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Hait Sover Mirabonan. You have this Talmud Chacham, the Am Aretz, coming with an Am Aretz, the Ishul Dina Bahadeda, they have a crazy case with each other. Most readily, let's Sover Mirabonan. You have the Talmud Chacham sit. Ula Am Aretz Nami Amrina Leitiv. And you tell the Am Aretz, you know what, you also sit down. You sit as well. The Ikai less laid bar. But if he stands, if he decides to still stand, then it's not a problem. He can still stand. Okay? Rav Bar Sherevya, Havle Dina Kameda Rav Papa, he had dinner in front of Rav Papa. Right? Osvei, Rav Papa told him to sit down. But Osiv Naman Baldina, and he also told his Baldin, who was Nam Aris, to sit down. So Asa Shlicha the Bey Dina, so the Shliach of the Bezin, Batash Beba Okme, kicked this Amaretz. Batash Beba Okme the Amaretz. He kicked the Amaretz and the Amaretz stood up. The low Amalei Rapapa Tid. Rapapa never told him to sit down. The Gemara says, wait, how can you do that? So now one sitting and one standing. It goes against what Yehuda said. You can't have one sitting and one standing. So Hechi Abed Hacha, how can he not tell the Amaretz to sit down? So Ha Mistatiman Tanasei. Tanatei. This is going to close up his Tainos to see that, especially he got kicked. So Amar Papa. Because the Baal Din may say, Meimar Eimar, Iyu Ha Osvein, Mishlichu Delobi Pais Minai. No, the judge told me to sit down. It's just the bailiff who came and made me stand up. So the judge isn't giving me, it's the bailiff who doesn't like me. So it's not the judge. Okay?
That's what Gemara says. Now the Gemara brings another din when it comes to a Talmud Chacham and Amaretz who are coming to sit in judgment. To be judged. Amar Rav Bar Avuna, Hait Suvin Rabbanon Amaretz, Isla Dima Hadei Dadei, Lo liktum suvin rabbanon vilei seiv mishum demechse kiman destad ledina. You can't have, you know, a lot of times the Talmid Chacham want to talk to each other. So it can't be that when the Am Aretz walks in, that the Talmid Chacham, who's his opposing party, is sitting there like learning with the judge. He can't be sitting there, right? Mishum demechse kiman destad ledina. He looks as if, you know, they're kind of working out a din amongst themselves. The low amarim, we only say this evelo kavile idane. That's when they're not chavrusas. But let's say they're chavrusas. About kavile idane, if the dayan, let's say the dayan is Revi, he has a man kavua to sit and learn with him. This is that time. Less lanba. Then there's no chash. Neimar amar be idane tari. Maybe you can say that they can't learn anywhere else. Okay. It's sort of like
stacking.
Okay, but Amar Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, Hait Suvin Rabbanan, this one Talmud Chacham, the Yadav Sadusa, who knows Edus about a certain thing, the Zila Bei Milsa, the Mezel Bei Dina, the Zuta Minei, Vasuda Kamei, and it's a big zilzil for him to go to this court, which is beneath him, you know. He's a
Supreme Court Justice. He's going to go to the district court?
Yeah.
But where it says, in that case,
Lo Lezel, he doesn't have to go. So this is, this is machlokas. The Ritva says, even if he wants to go, we can't go. We can't be mokel on his kavod. And even if there's a hefsek for somebody, I mean, I understand that. The Ritva says, in Chelik Dalek and Kuf Yates, then if he wants to be mokel on the kavod, he can go because he kamakachem mokel kavod or kavod mokel. He can be mokel and go. I don't know. So the Gemara then says, Amar Rav Shisha Brei De Rav Idi. Afan Anamitina, we have a riot for this for the case of Hashavas Aveda. At Talmud Chacham, if it's beneath him to pick up the item, he doesn't have to return it. Right? Because we say, Matzah Sako Kupa, the Ein Darko Lito, he would never carry this, Hareze Lo Yito, he doesn't have to pick it up.
So the Homathom is going to apply actually just to Talmud Chacham, or it applies to an older person. The Rambam says it applies to an elderly person.
So the Gemara says, Vahan Mili, these words that Talmud Chacham doesn't have to be Midbaz himself to come to court.
I mean, Bisman is, I don't know how this could possibly work. You're talking about Bizui Talmid Chacham. Can you imagine the Bizui that would come out if a Rav says, oh, it's beneath me, you're not going to testify in this situation? Can you imagine what people would say about this Talmud Chacham? But,
you know, Mahani Mili B'mamona. It's only when it comes to monetary cases. Aval B'Isura. Let's say it's an Isser case. Rashi says, Kigon Isha Habal Upnei Chacham Latira Linaseh. She comes from the court because she's an Aguna. And this other Talmud Chacham knows testimony that the husband's dead. Right, or the other way, he knows that the husband's alive. There's no chacham against Hashem. Meaning,
Chachma is not kosher against, meaning if you, you get a, it's a big problem here. The judge is going to set her free, and you know that then you have to come. You have to come and give the testimony.
Okay, so the Beis Yosef makes a diuk from Rashi, because Rashi says if he knows that she's that the husband's alive in order to prevent a married woman from being set for marrying. But he says, what about the opposite case, right? That the Bezin wants to asher her, and this time a Chacham knows Edus to matir her, right? That he doesn't have to come to Bezin to testify, which is, to me, mind-boggling. We have a whole, Mishumi Gun and Kilab Rabbanan, and you're not going to have the time of Chacham come and set her free, because he's, but the Sma argues. The Sma doesn't say that the reason we have to come is because you have to come. He just says because it can lead to issues anyway. I don't know what that means. So the Sma says that it can come to an issue also. Let's say the Beis Din wants to ask her to marry somebody else, and then a second person comes and gives a kedushin. So everyone says, "Ah, no, she's us. Don't have to worry about it." But in reality, she's married to this guy, and then this guy may then go ahead and marry her sister or something like that. So the whole, but no one seems to say, he doesn't break down. I don't know, for an iguna, you make her. You do all these things. Why would you not let Talmud Tamar Chacham come testify to set a woman free? We protest in the streets for igunas. And here, we don't, not that, I don't know. Rav Yemar, Havi Yadola Sadusa Lam Arzutra. He knew testimony for Marzutra. Also, the Kamedan Neymar. So Rabbi Yemar came before Amemar, Osvina Lakula, and Amemar had everybody sit down. So Amalei Rav Ashi Amemar, Raha Amar Ula Machlokes Valadina of the Edim Dibrei Kol Bamida. Why did you have the Edim sit down? Everyone agrees that the Edim have to stand up. So Amalei Hai Asay V'Hai Asay Asay the Kabbat Torah Odeh. He says the Asay of that the Edim have to stand is just the high assay is a mitzvah assay. The high in the kavod tamar chacham is also an assay, and so because it says esel hashem techatira and the esel umarber tavid chachamim. That's the famous es that Rabbi Kiva was able to figure out. So I say the kavod Torah odif. The assay of kavod Torah is odif from the amidas from having the edim stand. Therefore, that assay is docha that other assay. I don't know what that means. Okay, one assay is docha the other assay. Next, Simon Sangiron Bor Gizelas Mirma. Tana Rabbanan. Minayim the Dayan. How do you know that a Dayan who's being down a din, right? Shalo Yasa San Negro the Devara. I don't know what that means. He shouldn't, Rashi is saying? Im Dan Din, the legal notebook, he's judging it, his heart is pulling him one way. Lo Marshu Toet, that he's wrong. Lo Yasa Devara Lahabi Rayos Lamidam Shehubush Laksar. And the Kol Sun Yasa Loti Dilamiso. If he shouldn't try to just convince himself one way. If this is heart tells him this is the judgment, that's the way he should do it. Right? Talmud Lomar Midar Sheker Kirfak. He should run away from Sheker. Minayin Ladai Shalom Yashay Talmud Bor Lefanov. He shouldn't have a I guess an Amma Arit says your Talmud. Talmud Lomar Midar Sheker Kirfak. I guess because this guy who's doesn't have the brains, he's gonna end up, mislearning, and Sheker's gonna result. Minayin Ladai and Hemil Ladai Shiodei Lechadero Shugazlan. He knows that the Dayan who's sitting with him, next to him, is actually a Gazlan. Or I know that the guy who's testifying with me is a puzzle. How do I know that I shouldn't combine with him? Run away from Sheker. Let's say everything works out. Everything, it's just too perfect. The Dayan knows that this is just a setup. How do we know? Shalo yomar ho ve'edim e'edim achchenu. He says, you know what? I'm fine. The Edom saved it. Technically, it all works out. I'm just going to go by the Edom. And, the sin's going to be on them. I'm going to be fine. How do you know not to do that? Talmud Omar, me, Debar Sheker, Tirachak. Okay. We'll stop here. Have a good day.